Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome back to the Indomitable Podcast. I hope you all are having a wonderful day. It's Lucas here as usual. And I had a different podcast episode planned for today, a different topic in mind that I wanted to share. But this one's been at the front of my mind for the past 2 days, today and yesterday, and I think maybe even the day before. And it's kind of a big topic. Like, it's a pretty bold claim that I'm about to make, but again, this is something that I just firmly believe in. I'm not stating this as fact. I guess this would be more of like food for thought. Let me know what you think. As always, guys, I invite you to send me a voice message, send me a message on any of the platforms that I have social media on, whether that's LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter. Feel free to reach out to me, guys. I'm always listening to the DMs. But yeah. This is just something that's been on my mind. And this is what I would consider to be, well, the topic of today is the greatest failure of mankind. Like I said, that's a pretty big topic, right? Let me ask you first, listeners. What would you say is the greatest failure of mankind? You can take a couple seconds to think about it. You can either pause this podcast because I'm about to continue, if you want to think about it some more. So what I consider to be the greatest failure of mankind, what I firmly believe it to be, is the failure to live up to our potential. To me, that is the greatest failure of mankind. Now let's go ahead and explain. Let me explain why I think so. Let me start off with talking about how this conversation went down with me and my roommate. As we were coming back from the gym this morning, I told him, "Let me get your opinion on this. What would you consider to be the greatest failure of mankind?" And he acknowledged that it was indeed a pretty big question. He said that humans have fought with each other in the past with wars, right? Warfare. He considers, well, that was, I wouldn't consider that as his final answer. Again, it was a big question. It is a big question, and he didn't have all the time he wanted to come up with the final answer, but that was the answer he gave. And I told him, well, that falls under the umbrella of this bigger issue, which makes sense if you think about it. The fact that human beings in the past have fought wars and have fought each other to the scales that we have, to me, that is a great example of how we have not lived up to our potential, our greatest potential. We are perfectly capable of not waging war. We have the potential to exercise diplomacy and peace and optimism and faith and negotiation. We have the capacity to do that. Why else is this world not in a 24/7 state of war? It's because we know how to have peace. We know how to exercise peace. Why isn't this world on full-on purge mode? If you've seen the movie Purge, like The Purge, it's like something about every one day of the year, like all crime becomes legal. Like, we have the capacity to be pacifists and nice to people and not have to kill each other in cold blood. Like I said, why else is the world not full-on purge mode 24/7? So the fact that we have fought wars in the past shows we did not live up to our greatest potential. Where we could have avoided war, where we could have avoided violence, we chose not to. It wasn't because we had to. We chose to go to war. And you could point fingers. You could say, well, it was this country's fault. Sure. But again, the people who decided to knock over the first domino and initiate this whole war, they didn't have to. They did not live up to their greatest potential, and they ended up triggering a chain of events that led to a war. We did not live up to our greatest potential, and therefore, when my roommate said, well, the greatest failure of mankind is that we fought wars in the past, that is just a part of a greater issue about us not living up to our greatest potential. And it doesn't even have to be on something like a huge scale like that, right? Whether we're talking world wars, we don't even have to go way up there. We can go down to the minuscule, not minuscule, but individual level, right? So a lot of us live to the expectations of others, whether we grow up doing going down career paths that our parents wanted us to do, or this is something that our friends or coworkers or whoever expected us to do, right? Or maybe because of the norms, the silly generalizations and expectations of people around the world saying, oh, you have to become a doctor or a lawyer, or you have to go to college to succeed. And we live to the expectations of people, of other people besides ourselves in society, right? To me, again, I'm going to say before I continue this, success to me is measured by happiness. It's not about money, although that can play an important part in it. It's not the end picture. To me, happiness is what success should be measured in. And so when we live to the expectations of others, we are not fully happy. We are not doing what we want to do. You know, let's say you want to become a YouTuber, you want to become a painter, you want to make a career in the music industry, and your parents tell you, no, son or daughter, the way to succeed in life is go to college for 4 years, get a high paying job like a doctor or a lawyer. That's the way you should go. And because you're a good son or daughter and you love your parents, you think, okay, I'm gonna do what my parents told me to do because I love them. And then after a long time, probably many times too long, you work at becoming a doctor or a lawyer, and maybe you eventually become one. And then you work in that field for a large part of your life that you won't ever get back. And when you reach a certain point, you become resentful. And I know I'm trailing off here. The point is, you did not live up to your greatest potential. You did not achieve your maximum success because you were not happy. And you were not happy because you lived up to the expectations of other people. Therefore, this is on an individual level, a great example of how we are not living up to our greatest potential. And therefore, it is the greatest failure of mankind. It doesn't have to be on a huge level like a world war. This can be on an individual level, as I just described. It also happens very easily when we see people bully, or when we see people murder or commit crimes. Those are perfect examples of us not living up to our greatest potential. We don't have to commit crime, right? Even if someone's holding a gun to your head and says commit a crime, that person holding the gun to your head, they're not living up to their greatest potential. You see what I mean? It's all over the place. We do wrong things. I'm not saying, you know, the greatest failure of mankind is we haven't lived up to our greatest potential and you have to be absolutely perfect and never make mistakes. I'm not saying that. We are always going to be imperfect, and that's fine. But what counts and what matters is that we have to try to be our best. We have to strive to be the best that we can be. To me, I believe that is everyone's responsibility. Everyone has the responsibility to be the best that they can be. I firmly believe in that. And when you choose not to be, when you choose to be a bully, when you choose to be a criminal, when you choose to do wrong, you're not living up to your greatest potential. Why be a bully when you could be someone nice and respectful and caring and empathetic? Why be a murderer when you understand that if someone you loved was killed, you wouldn't be happy, right? Empathy. That's another... Anyway, we just don't live up to our greatest potential. We don't. A lot of us probably won't, which is a really big shame. That's why I'm here. That's why I speak the way I do. That's why I'm an aspiring influencer and motivator, so that when I become more well-known, this message can reach more people's ears, so that we can wake up and strive to be the best that we can be. Because like I said, I firmly believe that it is everybody's responsibility to do so. So let's start practicing more of the good stuff. Humility, empathy, kindness, respect, support, loyalty, honesty, truth, trustworthiness, right? Why can't we strive towards that end of the spectrum? Why do we choose? Again, we're not forced. No one is forcing us to become bullies or murderers or criminals or, you know, being putting other people down, disrespectful, lying to people, cheating on people. No one's forcing us to do this. We are making choices. We need to take responsibility for what we do. We are in a time of people lacking accountability and responsibility. No, I'm here to shift the blame back on you today. I mean, not specifically you, the listener, necessarily, but society as a whole. We need to take responsibility. We cannot blame our environments for everything. Look, if I blamed my environment for everything and I acted off of that, I wouldn't even be alive today. That's not to say I believe that everything that happened to me in the past was deserved. No, I took charge of myself and I climbed out of that pit of negativity myself. Doesn't necessarily mean that I condone what was done to me. But I took responsibility of saying, okay, well, this is the crap hole that I'm in. I could sit here all day and whine about it or go down a very dark path that I don't want to go down. But I feel like, well, I need to get back at society for what's been done to me, right? I could have gone down a whole different path than the one I'm on today. But I knew at the end of the day, that wasn't what I was meant to do. I had unfinished business on Earth. So I took responsibility for where I was and I moved my life in the direction that I wanted it to go. A lot of people don't seem to be able to execute on that because we don't take responsibility. We blame, you know, okay, this has happened to us and that's unfair and, you know, whatever, I'm just going to do something really evil now. We need to exercise and try to live up to our greatest potential. Take responsibility for what you do. You know, 10% of life is what happens to you, and 90% of it is how you react to it. I can empathize. I can understand why people feel certain ways. I can fully and wholeheartedly understand why people choose to do some of the things that they do. But just because I understand something doesn't mean I condone it. I'm going to say that again. Just because I can empathize and understand why you do what you do, that doesn't mean I agree that you should do that. So let's all exercise that self-awareness and understanding of cause and effect. Okay, if I do this, it will lead to this. Should I go down that path? Or should I choose to do something else and it will lead to something better? Live up to your greatest potential. Don't live your life on the expectations of society. Don't do other things because people tell you to do that. You know, do what makes you happy. Of course, what you do that makes you happy shouldn't come at the expense of anyone else's well-being or happiness, right? If for some reason your happiness is derived from hurting other people, you should reconsider your life choices. I'm talking about if you want to be a painter, if you want to be a YouTuber, if you want to be a music artist. If that's what makes you happy, then do that. Don't become a doctor or a lawyer because your parents tell you, or that's what society expects of you. Don't become a bully or a criminal because life has given you this or that, or you think, oh, this is how I look cool or whatever. Like I said, self-awareness, learn to see and examine cause and effect, right? It takes a lot of introspection, I'm not going to lie. It takes a lot of self-discovery and time and patience to really know yourself to that extent. But it's worth it in the end. If it means you being a happy person, if it means you being a person who will positively contribute to the world, it's worth it in the end. I mean, you might not think so, but that would be selfish. Because like I said, I firmly believe it's everyone's responsibility to be the best that they can be. And I'm going to wrap that up. I'm going to wrap this episode up right here. I feel like I said everything that needs to be said about. Again, mankind's greatest failure is failing to live up to their greatest potential. So I hope that was some nice food for thought. Of course, as always, let me know what you think. Feel free to send me a voice message. Send me a message, a DM on any of my social media platforms. My post episode voice audio thing should tell you what my Linktree link is. So feel free to reach out to me that way. And I hope you guys have a good one. Take care. And with that said, this episode of Indomitable comes to a close. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it and send it to a loved one who might enjoy it as well. If you'd like to see more of me and my content beyond the podcast, I invite you to take a look at my Linktree link at linktr.ee/LucasHawthorne. That's LucasHawthorne, where you'll find my social media accounts, written works, merchandise, and more. If you have any feedback at all, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message and I'll get back to you. As always, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day.